Welcome to this episode of the Shadows of Mystery podcast. Today, we are unraveling one of the strangest and most perplexing cases in California's history, the story of the Yuba County Five. This incident, which occurred in 1978, has left investigators, families, and curious minds puzzled for decades. Who were these five men, and how did their ordinary trip take such a tragic and bewildering turn?
What happened in the shadowy wilderness of California? And why are there still more questions than answers concerning the events of that night? The Yuba County Five consisted of five young men, each with their own unique personalities and challenges, who shared a deep bond forged over their mutual love for sports and companionship. They were Gary Mathias, Jack Madruga, Bill Sterling, Jack Hewitt, and Ted Wire, a close-knit group who often participated in activities together. That February day in 1978, they set out on a seemingly simple trip to attend a college basketball game, an outing that should have been routine and joyous. However, the events that followed would raise inexplicable questions and cast long shadows over their community. The group's car was found abandoned in a remote mountainous area, miles away from their intended route, with no clear explanation as to why they had strayed so far. Inside the car, investigators found key items that suggested the men had willingly left, but left behind clues that only deepened the mystery. The snow-covered terrain, unforgiving wilderness, and chilling silence of the forest became the backdrop of a haunting search. What compelled these five friends to venture into such an inhospitable environment? The answers remain elusive, sparking endless theories, but providing little closure to those who still seek the truth. Background on the Yuba County Five. The Yuba County Five were a group of friends with one shared passion, basketball. The group included Bill Sterling, Jack Madruga, Gary Mathias, Ted Wire, and Jackie Hewitt. Each brought their unique personality and challenges, including developmental disabilities and mental health struggles. On February 24, 1978, they set off to watch a college basketball game in Chico, California. They never returned. Their disappearance sparked one of the most perplexing mysteries in Northern California's history. Authorities discovered their car abandoned on a remote mountain road, far from their intended route. The car was in working condition, with enough gas to continue the trip, leaving investigators puzzled as to why the group would have left it behind. Weeks later, as the snow melted, search teams uncovered more disturbing clues. Four of the five men were found deceased in various locations miles away from the car, each in circumstances that baffled experts. Gary Mathias, however, was never found, adding another layer to the mystery that still haunts those who follow this case. The Yuba County Five story resonates because it is one of both profound tragedy and unanswered questions. It reminds us of the fragility of life, the complexity of human behavior, and the power of connection among friends. Decades later, even as investigative techniques improve and theories circulate, the case serves as a sobering reminder of the unknown forces that can radically alter the course of ordinary lives. Still, the legacy of these men endures through the memories of those who knew them and the enduring hope held by those who seek resolution. The disappearance and search efforts. When the men were reported missing, what followed was a lengthy and grueling search that gripped the local and surrounding communities. Their families knew something wasn't right. The Yuba County Sheriff's Office led a massive search effort spanning the rugged, snow-covered terrain of Northern California. While there was hope, it diminished as days turned into weeks without any tangible leads. The search teams, composed of law enforcement, volunteers, and even the National Guard, battled against the harsh natural elements. Freezing temperatures and treacherous conditions made the effort physically and emotionally exhausting for everyone involved. Despite these challenges, the dedication to uncovering the truth never wavered. Helicopters scanned the dense forest from above, while searchers on foot meticulously combed through every trail, ravine, and hillside. The community's support was unwavering, providing meals, resources, and prayers to fuel the immense operation. Months later, the discovery of a single car deep in the woods reignited hope, but brought with it more questions than answers. The vehicle, oddly abandoned and showing no signs of mechanical failure, felt like a haunting clue, a silent messenger of an unresolved tragedy. Personal belongings left inside pointed to the men, but there was no additional evidence nearby. For the families, the discovery was both a gift and a burden, as the sensation of being close to answers mingled painfully with the reality of still not knowing what had truly happened. The discovery of the Mercury Montego. The first real clue came in the form of Jack Madruga's Mercury Montego. The car was abandoned on a mountain road, far from their intended route home. The vehicle, though stuck in snow, could have been easily moved, and it appeared to be in working condition. This left investigators with more questions than answers. Why had they abandoned the car? What led them so far off course? It was a mystery cloaked in silence. Unanswered questions and growing theories. The abandoned car ignited a whirlwind of speculation and theories. Some suggested the group had taken a wrong turn in the dark, becoming disoriented in the remote wilderness. Others believed an external force or threat might have coerced them off their path. Despite the Mercury Montego offering a potential lifeline, complete with a scarcity of damage and fuel remaining in the tank, the boys had clearly chosen to leave it behind and trek into the unknown. This decision, deliberate yet incomprehensible, only deepened the mystery, leaving family and investigators searching for answers with heavy hearts. Theories surrounding the case. From that point on, speculation and theories began to arise. Was this a tragic accident, or was there foul play? One plausible theory suggests the group may have succumbed to hypothermia after losing their way and experiencing disorientation in the frigid conditions. Another considers the possibility of a mental health episode, particularly linked to Gary Mathias, who had a history of schizophrenia. Others propose involvement of a third party, or even supernatural influences, as local folklore sometimes mentions strange occurrences in the mountains. More controversially, some discuss the potential of drug use contributing to confusion and irrational decisions. Still, none of these theories offer definitive closure. The tragedy of the Yuba County Five remains a chilling mystery, but it also serves as a powerful reminder of the fragility of human life and the resilience of the human spirit. It compels us to reflect on the deep complexities of the human mind, the unpredictability of nature, and the weight of unanswered questions. While the puzzle may forever remain unsolved, the lives of these five men continue to echo in the memories of their loved ones and the imaginations of all who have studied the case. It is stories like these that remind us of the importance of compassion and vigilance, especially when caring for individuals who are navigating unique challenges. The Yuba County Five were described by those close to them as kind, joyful, and full of potential. Their story is a testament to the need for empathy in understanding the vulnerabilities we all carry and the communities we can build to support one another through life's uncertainties. The autopsy findings and more questions. Months later, tragedy compounded with the discovery of the bodies, though not all were found together. They were located miles away, deep within the wilderness. Ted Wire's remains were discovered in a remote Forest Service trailer. He had succumbed to starvation and apparent hypothermia, though there were enough supplies in the trailer to survive for months. This only deepened the enigma further. Why had Ted not used the supplies? What happened to his companions? Scattered skeletal remains of other group members were found nearby, suggesting the group likely split up at some point. The story of these men is one of haunting mystery and profound tragedy, but it also serves as a powerful testament to the resilience of the human spirit. Lost in the unforgiving wilderness, they faced unimaginable hardships, pushing their limits in an environment that demanded everything. Though their fate remains shrouded in unanswered questions, their struggle reminds us of the strength within all of us to endure, even in the direst circumstances. It is a somber, yet poignant reflection of humanity's drive to survive against all odds. Connections to mental health or accidents. Many point to the challenges faced by the group as possibly explaining their fate. Gary Mathias, battling schizophrenia, required regular medication. Without it, he may have experienced psychosis, which could have influenced his decisions and the group dynamic. On the other hand, their developmental disabilities may have made them more vulnerable to confusion and survival challenges in such a remote and unforgiving area. The role of environment and circumstance. The harsh environment where the group found themselves also played a significant role in their tragic story. The rugged terrain, coupled with freezing temperatures, would have tested even the most skilled outdoorsmen. Without proper preparation or knowledge of the area, navigating such conditions could cause disorientation or despair. It's possible the group underestimated the severity of their situation, or their attempts to seek help placed them farther away from safety. A story that endures. Despite the heartbreak of the case, the story of Gary Mathias and his friends continues to resonate as a powerful reminder of human vulnerability and resilience. It urges us to consider the importance of empathy, awareness, and support for those with mental health struggles or disabilities. Their legacy challenges us to reflect on how society can create a safer and more inclusive world, ensuring that every individual has the resources and understanding needed to thrive, no matter how unique their circumstances may be. Lingering mysteries and unanswered questions. We are left with more questions than answers. Was the group lured off course by someone or something, or was this simply a tragic series of missteps layered with unlucky circumstances? Why did Ted Weyer remain in the trailer without utilizing available resources? What role, if any, did Gary Mathias play in the events, and why has he never been found? Could there be an unknown connection or hidden explanation that no one has pieced together? These lingering mysteries continue to haunt those who explore the case. The story of the Yuba County Five is one of tragedy, curiosity, and chilling mystery. While decades have passed since that fateful winter, fresh perspectives or new fragments of evidence could still illuminate the darkness surrounding this case. We urge anyone with further knowledge or insights to come forward. Perhaps someday the questions surrounding the Yuba County Five will be answered, and we can finally lay this story to rest. Thank you for joining us in this exploration of the unsettling and the unexplained. Until next time on the Shadows of Mystery podcast, stay curious and keep questioning the shadows.